Since the opening of the Fisher Center at Bard, Leon Botstein and the American Symphony Orchestra have been responsible for championing and restoring to the stage a growing number of important but long-neglected operas. This year's Bard Summerscape Festival features the long-overdue American premiere of Antonin Dvorak's Dmitri in an original new staging by award-winning director Anne Bogart. Dmitri runs for five performances between today and the 6th of October. Dvorak's work includes no fewer than 12 operas, but his grand opera, Dmitri, is rarely staged outside of the Czech Republic. Here to tell us more, we welcome the choral director, James Bagwell, to the roundtable. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you? Fine. Thank you for having us.
It's a delight to have you on the program. Well, you're getting into all kinds of cool trouble down there, aren't you?
That's right.
Putting this on. Once you decide to do something like that, and I'll ask that as a question down the road here of how you decide to do that, but once you decide something like this, at what point do you realize, wow, this is quite the undertaking?
I think the real beginning of that feeling is the first rehearsals, the initial rehearsals for me with the chorus. And the choral writing in this show is really demanding. It requires double chorus, which means two different groups singing often two different texts at the same time, in Czech, memorized. So you have to go through a fairly long process of just sitting in a room and learning all the music. And then at that point, you realize it's great music, but it's quite an undertaking.
As I mentioned in the introduction, the reputation, of course, that the Fisher Center at Bard and Leon Botstein have with the American Symphony Orchestra is bringing these operas back to life, long neglected. How did they become neglected? What happens?
Well, I think what happens is that opera companies in general, and although this is beginning to change, tend to focus on what's the top 10 in the repertoire, and the audiences sort of get used to the top 10. And in the case of Dmitri, it's hard to even say it's been neglected because it's not been staged in the United States. It's been done in concert performances in New York and Boston. So essentially what we're doing are bringing pieces into the United States for their first staging. And it's sort of a hard phenomenon to explain. There are 9 symphonies by Beethoven. There are 4 symphonies by Brahms. And most everybody is aware of those pieces. But you move outside of this canon and you're in unknown territory. And it's risky. It's very risky to do these kinds of things.
How is it risky? What's the risk?
The risk is the unknown for some audience members. The risk is pouring a lot of resources into something that is essentially untested. We've been very successful at Bard with taking these kinds of risks and have managed to bring some of the repertoire back into the canon and other opera companies as well. So it definitely pays off, and the music in the Dvorak is just astonishing.
But that's it. So you have Dvorak, you have a great conductor, you have a great orchestra, you have a great company. You put all those together and you think, all right, well, we have an audience that will trust us to do something, and because we trust them, we'll open our ears and hearts to this new work.
Right, and the expectations is that we are going to find works that need to be performed and do it in a exciting and compelling way. It's not just an unstaged concert version. It's a completely staged event with a very large chorus and a very large orchestra and beautifully directed by Anne Bogart.
So my understanding is much more in a literature field, but you often find about a lesser known work by, this is a lesser known work by Dickens, or this is a lesser known work by fill in the blank, by Hemingway. Mm-hmm. And then you read it and you're like, oh, well, that's why it's lesser known.
You know, right.
Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. You can see a development. You can see where it was. And to put it into a perspective, it certainly fits. But when you look at this, that's not really comparable, is it? Because it's a beautiful piece on its own.
Right, not necessarily. In the case of someone like Dvorak, really the only opera that is performed on a regular basis in the United States is Rusalka. And for many years, that was completely obscure. And I think part of the reason is the complications of singing in Czech. Audiences are used to hearing opera in Italian or German, now more Russian. But the language can be a bit of a barrier because most people don't speak Czech in the United States. So you have that. And it's so exciting when you find these works that have sort of fallen off the shelf, like Dmitri. And so the comparison between that and literature is, it works on some levels, but it's a lot less expensive to pull a book off a shelf than it is to mount an entire production of something that's not heard very often.
It would seem to me, and I mean, I'm going to build this up more, but it seems like it's certainly worthy in this case, that also the opera world is then watching you, right?
Right.
That all eyes are on you to see what you do with this work, mm-hmm. and what can be done with this work, and what can the future of this work be.
Right. Well, that's the excitement of doing these kinds of projects, is hopefully to get these works back into the general population and into the general opera world specifically. So we do these things. We mount these productions not necessarily for other companies to emulate, but certainly for audiences to find the satisfaction of something they haven't heard before.
We were expecting Anne Bogart to be with us,
right.
And she was unable to make it at the last minute. Give us a sense of your collaboration with her and what she has been able to bring to this piece in directing such a work.
Well, it's been updated. We're setting it in Russia in the 80s, right at the point at which the wall came down in Berlin, so it's a little bit more of a contemporary updating of the piece, even though the subject matter is quite old. And she has a very clear vision with storytelling and a very interesting visual component, because you do see people dressed in late 80s clothing. And so it brings the opera into a bit more
1980s.
1980s. Did I say 1880s?
No, you said 80s.
Yeah, 1980s, which was not exactly the best years for fashion. But it's an interesting. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so you get, you know, in the case of what we have, a chorus of, you know, 50 people in these, you know, so you have to make the distinction between who are the Russians and who are the Polish citizens. And that's interesting in and of itself. So I think the mounting of this in a more contemporary fashion will bring the audiences into it. So you can sort of connect to political intrigue of the late 20th century.
Are you ready for tonight?
I think so. It's exciting. It's been quite a journey for us to do a work like this. So it's an exciting time for us.
Talk a little bit about the cast that you put together.
The cast is, I think, phenomenal. In the role of Dmitri is a tenor whom I've known for a long time, Clay Hilly. And it is perhaps one of the most demanding tenor roles in the repertoire. He's on stage almost the entire time, as is the chorus. So we have a great, great cast of singing actors.
And let us not forget the fact that you are in a beautiful venue that has amazing acoustics.
Yeah, we do. And I would be remiss to not mention Leon Botstein, for whom this is, you know, he's really responsible for doing this, not only for the college, but for the United States. And I always joke to my students, I teach at Bard, that many educational institutions are so proud of their football stadiums and their athletic facilities. And at Bard, our football stadium is a Frank Gehry-designed concert hall, which I think speaks to the mission of the college in general.
And it's a beautiful place to see a work like this.
Yes.
Do you notice, I wouldn't think you would, but I mean, you notice the acoustic. I mean,
unbelievable.
You can see it.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Or hear it, obviously. But
it's really one of the better halls in the United States, I think. And it's intimate. It looks big on the outside, but when you go inside the hall itself, right. Sosnoff Theater, you're really close to the stage. And it's been the opera has been staged in a way where, for example, the chorus comes down to the front of the stage quite a bit, so the audience feels like they're actually involved in the story and the plot. So it's quite intimate.
Well, it is a beautiful production, and it all begins tonight. It will be running through August 6th, so five performances.
Right.
And you can see the entire schedule and showtime information by going to fishercenter.bard.edu/summerscape. fishercenter.bard.edu/summerscape. And if that seems like a lot, just go to wamc.org/roundtable, and we have a link that'll bring you right there.
Thank you for doing that.
Simple as that. So to find out more information on Dimitri at the Fisher Center at Bard with Leon Botstein and the American Symphony Orchestra, directed by Ann Bogart and choral director James Bagwell, fishercenter.bard.edu/summerscape. James, thank you very much. I appreciate you being here, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.